Hey guys, welcome to another What She On Abroad. I'm Mitzi, and this is the Berlin edition. So I was in London for work, decided to take a little side trip to Berlin. I inadvertently ended up picking a great hotel, the Select Hotel, the Berlin Wall. Literally didn't realize it, but in the middle of the street, you can still see, or they have a demarcation of where the wall actually was. And literally to the right, one block over, is the Topography of Terror. The Topography of Terrors that actually still has a portion, or the only portion of the wall intact where it was when it was actually divided. So great location, right next to the train station. On the other side was Checkpoint Charlie, another landmark. Buses easily accessible. There's two supermarkets and a Starbucks if you're into that. Fast food, regular restaurants, really, truly a great location. I didn't realize with Checkpoint Charlie that the name had nothing to do with it being where Americans could go through, but it's really because, you know, they use the army alphabet. There was a Checkpoint Alpha, there was a Checkpoint Bravo, and a Checkpoint Charlie. Amazing. It's actually two or three guys dressed up in like allied costumes that make you pay them a couple of euros to take pictures with them. Just wait until it gets a little bit later and they're gone and you can take your own pictures and don't have to bother with them. Anyway, like I said, great location for the hotel. And the hotel itself was like perfectly nice. The staff was really cool as well. And again, like I said, steps from where the Berlin Wall was. There are markers all over the city that say Berliner Mauer, 1961 to 1990, where you can see where Berlin was divided. And it was a little weird when I got here. I was feeling a little out of sorts. I don't know why, but initially I was a little apprehensive of coming here. I didn't see very many people like me here initially, and there's a lot of staring. I think I was like 3 seconds away from somebody wanting to touch my hair, so it put me off a little bit. But then I saw a few more people of color, and I relaxed. Actually, I really got a drink in me, and then I was fine. Of course, first thing I did, I went to a beer garden, a really cool one. It's actually at the top of a car park in a mall. And so instead of parking out there in the heat or in the winter, they actually turned it to this eclectic bar and beer garden. It's €3 to get in because like there's a DJ and stuff, but it's just a nice, chill atmosphere, a lot of smoke. Berliners really like to smoke, but great way to see views of the city. It's just beautiful. Had to eat, so ended up going. There's a huge Turkish population, so ended up going to Mustafa's and getting a doner kebab. And you guys know I am a super, super picky eater. I ate the whole thing. Shocking. I mean, absolutely shocking. And Kat's adage of if there's a line for food, go stand on it. The line for this was ridiculous. But the good thing about Berlin is that literally you can walk around with alcohol. Like, it's not a problem at all for you to walk around with like a bottle of beer, a bottle of wine. And so I just got a bottle of a beer and waited online and got my doner kebab, and whew, I don't know if I was just starving or what, but it was delicious. I suggest getting it the way I did, which was just hot sauce. So good. Let's see. Had to recharge my phone, but then I went to Madame Claude, which was a small divey bar where everything is upside down. The furniture, the video, the signs, everything's upside down, like just nailed to the ceiling. They've got a DJ, and then there's this really small basement death trap of a place where you could see some bands. I happened to go there the night that some chamber electronica was playing. Very interesting. Yeah, interesting. Let's go with interesting. The good thing about that little basement death trap, though, is that no smoking allowed. which was fantastic because the rest of the bar was smoky as fuck. Like, I don't understand how more Berliners do not have, like, lung cancer because chain smoking abounds. What are you gonna do? Made a few temporary French friends that night, and then I had to get out of there because I just couldn't take it. Now, on my way home, I passed this, and follow me here, there's a little rotisserie place called Hen House or something like that. Hen is what you call chicken. And it smelled so good. It made me really want freaking chicken. So when I got back to the room, I looked up the best fried chicken in Berlin. Do not judge. But it turns out, like, the number one place was actually a Korean wing place. Who knew there was such a big Korean population in Berlin? Ended up going to this place called Angry Chicken. And I'm glad I did because there were two brothers in there and they were talking about I Am Not Your Negro, the documentary with James Baldwin. And I ended up just chiming in on their conversation and we got to talking. Really great guys, Nat and Mugo, and they recommended a bunch of things for me to do, including this new Infinity Fractal exhibition just down the road from where we were eating. So I went and did that. And then afterwards I went to the East Side Gallery, which is a portion of the Berlin Wall. It's an open gallery. And I mean, it's got to be at least a mile or two of the Berlin Wall, and portions of it had been given to different artists to, you know, do as they will. You've definitely seen some of the images on it, including the infamous one of those two guys kissing. So it's really interesting to, like, walk along the wall and see some of the art and stuff. Really, really cool. Then went over to the Brandenburg Gate, which, very imposing. What I didn't know, because, like, just completely turned around, and I guess I really just needed to look at a map of different, like, landmarks and things that are around. I literally never went through the gate. Had I gone through the gate, I would have realized to the right of it was the Reichstag building, which I believe is where Parliament is. And then to the left of it is the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe, which, by the way, is not open on Monday because that's when I tried to go there and it was closed. An amazing and sobering memorial, I have to say. A little disappointed that people were just playing hide and seek. And kids were running around, adults too, in this memorial. But, you know, whatever, pay them no mind. It really was a very, to me anyway, very moving. I wish I'd been able to go into the actual memorial, which is underneath it, or the exhibition underneath it. I understand that there's a room of names where they literally read out the 3 million names of Jews that were murdered during the Nazi regime. Unreal. So I didn't end up going to the Reichstag building or the memorial that day. Instead, I went back up the block and went to the Berlin Cathedral, which was gorgeous. And I happened to be there during the Festival of Lights, where they project all these lights and shows on, you know, on all these buildings. So it was projected onto the TV tower and the Berlin Cathedral and a couple of other buildings nearby. It was just a beautiful light show. Really, really liked it. Got myself a delicious bratwurst and some beer on Museum Island as I was walking back and forth. Ooh, let me tell you, nice and crispy and delicious. Absolutely enjoyed it. Popped over to Alexanderplatz so I could indulge and pretend I was Jason Bourne looking for the asset or directing the asset to, like, not get caught by the CIA or whatever. Anyway, had to go. Next day I went to that Topography of Terror, which, like I said, has the original wall in its original place. Like, it's literally never been moved slash, well, never removed? I don't know. I mean, people have definitely, you can see the wear and tear and how people were, like, breaking off pieces of it and starting to peck at it. Wall peckers, I think they were called. You can see that it's where the actual wall was. And they've unearthed a part, like the underground by that wall, and have put a whole display filled with newspaper clippings and decrees and all sorts of things that just showed Adolf Hitler's rise to power. And it is very, very sobering. I gotta tell you, at one point there's one where the young Nazis, I forgot what they call them, the young ones, they did a whole torchlight procession, which literally looked just like those fuckers in, where is it, North Carolina, doing their little fucking tiki torch garbage. I'm like, ugh, are we really letting this happen again? Man, we gotta learn from the past, guys. We really, 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 really do. Anyway, the next thing I did on Sunday after the Topography of Terrors is I went to an exhibit that Nat recommended by Arthur Jaffa. He's actually from Mississippi, and he put together this exhibition about Black life. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's very visceral, very moving. I was a little worried at first because the very first thing you see is this video of this guy who, I mean, he looks like, for lack of a better word, a crazy pimp. And he's just talking into the camera. Apparently it's this guy on YouTube that he found. So yeah, I didn't really know what to make of it. I still don't know what to make of it. I'm still thinking about it because a lot of things in these, I think it's like 4 videos and pictures and posters, and he turned a Confederate flag into all black, and just, whew, it was a lot to take in, I have to say. And I was a little worried because I think to myself, you know, like sometimes in a country like Germany and Berlin, where they don't have that many black people, when they see an exhibit like this, is this all they think black people are? But I was happy to see that there were other depictions in his video. And so, you know, just showing sort of like a breath of life, if you will. Definitely really moving. I mean, it's there until November. So if anybody's going to Berlin, you should definitely check it out. Nat actually met me at the exhibit, and we went to Maurer Park, which I would have never known to go to. But they were having like this massive, massive flea market right next to this open area. I mean, I guess it was a really nice weekend in Berlin, and maybe one of the last ones before it gets a little too cold. So everybody was like last days of summer into fall, and everybody was out. Some folks were out with like no clothes on. Everybody was out playing basketball, and, you know, there were people busking. And then there's this huge open air karaoke. I think it must have been a band shell or something at one point. And it's filled with people watching randos go up and just do karaoke with no machine, I might add. A lot of it was not good, but the crowds were super nice. Like, the worse you were, the more they clapped for you. Crazy. This one guy stood up though and did like freaking opera, which was amazing. He got a standing ovation, but it was cool. Like, the flea market was great. Like, they had all sorts of like everything and anything you can think of. Like, this crazy bastard sauce, which is small batch hot sauce made in Berlin. I do regret not getting that. But you know, jewelry and secondhand clothes and all sorts of old stuff, man. Like, if you like cameras, you would have found all the old school cameras that you wanted. I was really looking for an old school microphone, and we found one, but wasn't unique looking enough. I ended up getting these really cool sort of binoculars made in the USSR, which I thought were pretty cool, and I successfully haggled. So it was a good day and something I normally would not have done, but for meeting these guys, which, amazing, you know, to meet a stranger and then be like, yeah, sure, we'll hang out with you the next day. So Nat, Mugo, if you guys are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I left, I went ahead and visited the Memorial to the Murdered Jews of Europe. Very moving. If you ignore the idiots like running through and all the rest of it, it's big enough and expansive enough that you can find a quiet moment to sort of reflect on what you're supposed to be remembering with this memorial. Anyway, I loved Berlin. It was fantastic. I do think I would go again. There's a reason why my mom is always talking about Berlin, Berlin. I love Berlin. I totally agree with her and I will definitely be going back. Anywho, you guys, we always ask the same thing. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher and Acast and Spotify and SoundCloud and all the rest. Feel free to leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you guys think about What's She On Abroad and the show itself. Anywho, I'll leave you with the song that was on constant replay on my iPod while I was roaming the streets of Berlin, and it's One by One by Rationale. Love this track, and it will always remind me of Berlin now. Danke schön for listening. Bye-bye now. God, I've been lonely, out of my mind. Friends try to console me, so you can take it one single day at a time. I'm easy your thunder, and I cannot lie. You always told me, never take back goodbyes. But now I'm living at the bottom. I don't know how I'm surviving, though. Said you and I, we were titans. And since we fell, I've been permanently wavy. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You had grounds and every reason to let go. Now I'm on my own. One by one, on my own. Sip another rum for you, baby, cause I know I done wrong. Now you're gone. Every single time you forgave me, you said, boy, if you keep hurting me, nobody knows me the way that you tried, and all the excuses funny took a toll on your mind. I've been missing your thunder, I've been missing your shine. You always told me you never take bad advice. One by one, on my own, sip another rum for you, baby, cause I know I done wrong. Now you're gone. Every single time you forgave me.